The Rise of Cannabis in Palm Springs, A Brief History. Palm Springs, California, has a rich and fascinating history of cannabis culture. From the early days of prohibition to the present era of legalization, Palm Springs has witnessed the evolution of cannabis as a medicine, a recreational substance, and a business opportunity. The history of cannabis in Palm Springs dates back to the early 20th century, when cannabis was widely used by Mexican immigrants, African-American jazz musicians, and Caribbean immigrants who settled in the region. Cannabis was seen as a way to cope with the harsh realities of life, such as poverty, racism, and discrimination. However, cannabis also faced strong opposition from the authorities, who associated it with crime, violence, and moral decay. The Prohibition Era. In 1937, the federal government passed the Marijuana Tax Act, which effectively banned the possession and sale of cannabis nationwide. This marked the beginning of the Prohibition Era, which lasted for several decades and resulted in the criminalization and stigmatization of cannabis users. The Prohibition Era did not stop the use of cannabis for medical purposes, especially among those who suffered from chronic pain, nausea, and other conditions. In the 1970s, a group of activists and patients formed the Compassionate Use Club of Palm Springs, which was one of the first organizations to provide cannabis to patients with a doctor's recommendation. The club operated in secrecy, risking arrest and prosecution, but also gained support and recognition from the local community. Legalization of medical marijuana. In 1996, California became the first state to legalize medical marijuana with the passage of Proposition 215, which allowed patients and caregivers to grow and possess cannabis for medical use. Palm Springs, as a progressive and tolerant city, welcomed this change and became a pioneer in the medical marijuana industry. The legalization of medical marijuana paved the way for the legalization of recreational cannabis, which was achieved in 2016 with the passage of Proposition 64. This initiative allowed adults 21 and over to possess, consume, and cultivate cannabis for personal use, as well as to establish a regulated and taxed market for the production and sale of cannabis products. Palm Springs, once again, embraced this opportunity and became one of the first cities in California to allow recreational cannabis businesses to operate within its boundaries. Conclusion. Today, Palm Springs is a thriving hub of cannabis culture, with a wide range of dispensaries, lounges, and events catering to both locals and tourists. The city has also become a model for other cities and states that are considering legalizing cannabis, demonstrating that cannabis can be a safe, beneficial, and profitable industry when properly regulated and managed.